O God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me. My foes attack me all day long. I am constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? They are always twisting what I say. They spend their days plotting to harm me. They come together to spy on me, watching me every step, eager to kill me. Don't let them get away with their wickedness. In your anger, O God, bring them down. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping, so now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light. Amen.
Wow. You are tall. It's a blessing. It's a great thing. Good morning, Kingswood. I am honored and happy to be here. I wanted to share a little something with you. Can I move this a little? I wanted to share a little something with you that I have started doing kind of in my worship routine, if you will, in addition to devotions and prayers and such. I have started reading hymnals. We were singing a song one day at church, and I realized what I was saying. And it was so beautiful what we were singing, but sometimes you get caught up in the singing of it, and you don't get the hearing of it. You don't get the message. So I just wanted to share a verse from a hymnal with you. You're going to recognize it, but maybe you've never listened before. And it's this. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well with my soul, and I hope it is well with your soul. Dear laity and clergy of Kingswood, you all are fabulous people. I have felt loved and welcomed since the second I walked through the doors, and that is a blessing, and that is a gift. Thank you so much. Will you pray with me, please? Good morning, dear Lord. We are grateful to worship together. We're grateful to be together. Thank you for this Sunday and for your blessings. Lord, I pray that you will not let me stand in the way of someone hearing your voice and knowing you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, is anybody else feeling fall right now? Autumn, fall? I mean, do you love it? I love it. I love the changing of the trees. I love the cinnamon on everything. I like flannel. Yeah, I like all that. And more than that, I like college football. All I'm going to say about it, because last night was dreadful. But I don't know if you are a day counter or not, but it is 87 days till Christmas. Hello. And 2 months from yesterday was Thanksgiving, or is Thanksgiving. It's an idyllic time of year, at least for me. I love it. But it is an idyllic vision that I have of fall. It's Kim's world. And the real world is not quite so gracious or not quite so perfect, so Charlie Brown perfect. It causes us angst. The world causes us fear and a lot of what ifs. Does anybody else do that? I was like, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if a hurricane comes? I'm the worst at that. And if you watch any news or if you've heard any news, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know this to be true. The presidential election, how scary. This time last year, as a district lay leader, I was so scared and so worried about disaffiliation, about our churches, about what God thought. I was absolutely scared. You know, I think that the world can be a very, very scary place. It can be harsh, it can be overwhelming. And honestly, if we give fear a personality trait, I think fear is evil. I think another trait, I think it is manipulative. I can't stand that. It wants to keep us as Christians, as human beings, fear wants to keep us small. It wants to keep us shut down and quiet and shrinking. But hear the good news. In John chapter 16, verses 33, it says, I have said to you, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will face persecution. But take heart. What more beautiful words? Take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. Be faithful. Be courageous. Be brave. And if you're going to do something and you're a little afraid, but you know that's what God wants you to do, do it afraid. You're going to win. Be Peter. Take a step. Take a step out on the water. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And be faithful. Let the Lord use you, use your story to help other people be faithful. I stole a line from our pastor at Gainesville First, but it's such a good one. Wherever you allow your faith to take you, Jesus is going to meet you there. Isn't that good? Isn't that a good line? So wherever you allow your faith to take you, Jesus will meet you there. I've got a little personal story I want to share because I am a firm believer that God wants us to share our faith journeys. He wants to share the good and the bad because somebody's going to benefit. So whoever you are out there, this is for you. It's not an uncommon story, but it's a true one. My husband and I met after college. We married, and we worked for the same company. A lot of people can't fathom that, and in hindsight, neither can I. But but we were married. We had a little girl, and we were both feeling the pull of needing more flexibility. We needed time as a family, and we were not getting that in the jobs we had. So my husband opened his own business out of our house, and I set out and found a job closer to home in our hometown. It was it was great to be available to my family. We went on to have, we have three children grown now, but, and so I was available to them. I had the flexibility that I needed, and I also had a job that was a great job. It was hard, it was challenging, and those are things that I like. It was in town, it had decent benefits, and I got to make a difference. But y'all, I was miserable. It was hard. And Jesus said to me, get out of the boat. Be Peter. Get out of the boat. And I'm like, but God, we're comfortable. We have this lifestyle. We have these things. And our children are settled and, I don't know, et cetera. So I started out looking for another job. Job interviews, job offers came and went. And I stayed put. And Jesus is like, girl, get out of the boat. Take a step. But it was hard, and I was scared. 20 years went by. 20 years. I can't believe I'm saying it out loud. But we were doing everything right, we thought. We were working hard. We were making a difference. Almost every Sunday, we were in our church. We go to Gainesville first. We were in our church, and our children were in Sunday school, and we were serving and serving committees and teaching and doing this and that. We thought we were doing it all just right. But still, I was what-ifing. And I was praying to the Lord, please, God, please show me. And he's, I'm sure, smacking his forehead, going, Kim, get out of the boat. Finally, a job offer came through that I could not resist. And I took the step. And when I took the step that God had been waiting on, our lives changed in an instant for the better. We didn't have as much stuff. We didn't go as many places. But we were together. And we were able to live in that love of our family, which is what we wanted, is what we had prayed for. I think it's one of the scariest things I've ever done. But I was waiting on God, and he was waiting on me. Take a step, guys. You won't regret it. Jesus said to Jairus in Mark 5:36, he's like, don't be afraid. Just believe. Jairus is the one, that sounds like an episode of Friends, if anybody's about my age. This is the one where Jairus' little girl was dying, and he went to find Jesus, and Jesus was coming to his house. The lady who was hemorrhaging reached out, touched his robe, and she was healed. And in that time, someone came to Jairus and said, your daughter has died. But she had not died. The Lord says she was only sleeping. And so when he gets to the house, he heals her. Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. I hope that my faith story and this faith story will help you if you're needing to take a step. This is like one of the zillion times, I'm sure, that I have caused God angst. If God feels angst, I'm not sure. But I don't understand this in myself of why I feel like I have to put limitations on him. Because you see, he doesn't have limitations. All those crazy things that happen and you know it's God, that's not limits. That's God being God. As laity in this beautiful house of God, I can't get enough of the vision that I see in here, and I bet y'all feel the same way. I want you to understand that this is a place for you to renew your spirit. This is a place for you to renew your faithfulness every week. Let the Lord use your story. Let yourself be an example for Him. I believe with all my heart that God uses our hardships and our frustrations to help us build other relationships with other Christians who are walking our paths. I hope you understand that the United Methodist Church is a connectional church. We are connectional. We are not freestanding. We're not individual sites. I'm thinking of stores. We're CVS. We are connectional with other churches, and our laity and pastors are connected with other laity and pastors. It's a beautiful connection. I walk in today, earlier this morning, and the kind lady that I met in the parking lot knew somebody who lived down the street from me. And, you know, it's happened several times just this morning. Oh, do you know this person and that person? It's connection. So now I can go back and like, y'all, these people at Kingswood, y'all are fabulous. And it's an inspiration to take it home with me. I think my church is pretty fabulous too, but I thrive on hospitality, and you all have shown great hospitality. But back to my story, I've gotten sidetracked. Back to my story, I feel like we don't need to reserve these special faith stories, these special moments of renewal for Sunday. Spread them out. On Monday, when it's hard and most people don't care for a Monday, be the good. Bring something to light and inspire somebody. On Wednesday, go to a Bible study. Lead a Bible study. Lead a prayer group. Pastor Dana will thank you. Be the difference. Be the good. On Friday, when a friend calls in crisis or upset, be there. Instill what you know in that person. And Saturday, use your talents. Use your story for good. Sunday will be there soon enough, and we can all recharge. Jesus says in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." But hear this part: "Not as the world gives, do I give. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Don't be afraid. Be faithful between Sundays, and it'll be well with your soul. Thank you.